WTOP now 10:41. Teenagers spend up to 9 hours a day on media, and tweens up to 6 hours a day, most of them listening to music and watching television. And a new Common Sense Media study of 2,600 kids ages 8 to 18 is raising a lot of questions for parents. And joining us live in the studio, parenting blogger Leslie Morgan Steiner of ModernMom.com. This feels really, Leslie, like a wake-up call for parents. 9 hours a day is a lot of time in a kid's day, more time than they pretty much spend doing anything else, including sleeping. And that screen time doesn't even include using media at school or for homework.
I know, it's really mind-boggling. I think it is a wake-up call. I don't know if it's a surprise to parents of teenagers, because I think that we see it. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's really shocking about this is how much it's increased over the last couple of years. I mean, even just in 2011, the numbers were about half as much. So this is a huge change, and it raises a lot of questions about our kids, because 9 hours a day, as you said, it's more time than they're sleeping. It's often more time than they're in school, and it's definitely more time than they're with us.
We also have no idea what they're doing online. I mean, how do we monitor that without being completely invasive?
I know, that's a really huge problem. And I tell you, the thing that worries me the most about kids, girls in particular, girls spend more time on social media than boys, Instagram and Snapchat. And I think it's almost like seeing a new kind of OCD or eating disorder develop, that girls are so obsessed with how many people like their photos. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a stand-in for self-esteem. And I just think it's really tricky, because you're, of course, giving so much power over how you feel about yourself to other people, to strangers. And it's really hard for parents to get in there and kind of mitigate against these really powerful social media and peer-driven influences.
Is there an age at which you should be monitoring? And then is there an age at which you should stop monitoring what your kids are doing in social media?
You know, I think it depends on the kid, but I come from the school where we should never give up. Like, we should always be trying to kind of gently look over their shoulder or engage them, talk to them about what they're doing. And if you can't get your own kids to talk to you about what they're looking at online, ask their friends, because the friends will open up to you much more than your own kids might. I also think the age question leads to something else, which is that there is other research that came out at the same time as the Common Sense study that said that really young kids, some as young as 6 months, have their own tablets and smartphones.
What?
There is a very small study in Philadelphia that came out that says that 3/4 of kids have their own devices by age 4, which is very, very young. And what we're seeing is that parents, and you know what, sometimes I've done this myself, and I've definitely seen friends do it. We put our kids to sleep using a smartphone game or a tablet, or if they're having a tantrum, we'll distract them with that. Like, it's a natural thing to do as a parent, but you've got to wonder, like, are we really teaching our kids good problem-solving skills by doing that? And I would say no. So I think in terms of solutions, there are a lot out there, thank goodness. You can turn the screen time into a positive. There are many apps that are math-related or reading-related or somehow educational. They still are games, but they work kids' brains. Watch for warning signs if you feel like your kid is getting really obsessed with how many likes they have. And also model good behavior yourself. You know, devices are really seductive, even for us adults, and some of us sleep with them, et cetera. Try not to do that.
We'll make sure the kids have a link to your website, too, so they can just click on that. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
Parenting blogger Leslie Morgan Steiner of ModernMom.com.